Coast Radio News for Friday, April 17, 2020. I'm George Henry. Presence of the coronavirus continues to be felt around the state as 73 more cases were reported, bringing the total to 1,736. Six more deaths have also been attributed to the COVID-19. The current number of Lane County residents stands at 46, with an update expected out later this morning. Of the six new reported deaths, four were from Multnomah County, one from Benton County, and one from Marion County. According to the Oregon Health Authority, all six had pre-existing health conditions. Multnomah, Washington, and Marion counties currently share the bulk of the casualties from the pandemic. Approximately 35,000 tests have been administered so far in Oregon. City of Florence is launching a weekly business resource letter in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. The newsletter, dubbed the Florence 4, is intended to link businesses with resources and support during the COVID-19 emergency and beyond. If you own a business and the city has your email address, you have been automatically added to the resource letters database. But if not, you can contact the city's Community and Economic Development Assistant, Sarah Murky, at 541-991-8276. Lane County Board of Health is considering an ordinance to require hotels to accept government payments or vouchers during an emergency. The first reading of this ordinance will be on Tuesday, the 21st of April. The move is being considered because of the large number of unhoused individuals who need to be quarantined while awaiting COVID-19 test results. Some hotels and motels have refused to accept patients during this emergency. LCBH is looking to revise Lane Code Chapter 9 to read that no proprietor of a business providing transient lodging may refuse to accept government payment for a reasonable rate for transient lodging. One industry that has come upon hard times in the era of COVID-19 is print news. Falling ad revenues has prompted the Syuslaw News to reach out to customers to ask for financial support. Publisher Jenna Bartlett says they are at a critical moment and need help. They have partnered with a nonprofit charity, the Local Media Foundation, where people can donate. In recent weeks, the Syuslaw News has offered free coverage of the pandemic to subscribers and non-subscribers through social media and their website. Donations have begun to come in to the Syuslaw News, reaching over $4,000 in just 2 days. Next Wednesday, U.S. Highway 101 is scheduled to be closed at the Umpqua River Bridge from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. No detours are available. The six-hour closure will allow contractors to replace one of two damaged crossbeams of the bridge. Another nighttime closure of the bridge is tentatively planned for Monday night, April 27th. Emergency service providers will be given priority through the work zone during all closures. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, April 17th, 2020.